SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb for a throwback Thursday. We're hitting you with all sorts of angles today. So here we go. What is the good of the day, my friend?
You know, the good of the day. You know, we've been seeing a lot of Kobe Bryant tributes, and we didn't really talk about NBA and TNT the other night.
Yeah, we did not.
It was, I think they were scheduled to cover the Lakers-Clippers game.
That's right. They were.
That's why they were there. But since that game was postponed, they decided to just hold a sit-down and just invited a bunch of people. One highlight I wanted to bring out, I'm not going to play the video clip because it's too devastating to listen to, was Jerry West. And Jerry West told the story that I never really knew, that in 2004, he had two conversations with Kobe Bryant and talked him out of signing with the Clippers. Now, I guess he had already had a deal. Kobe Bryant had a deal in place with the Clippers.
Right, yeah.
And he talked him out of it. And it just got me thinking, like, what, you know, just start playing that what if game.
Oh, no kidding, yeah.
You know, what if Kobe had gone to the Clippers? I mean, that's mutiny in L.A., by the way.
No kidding. No kidding.
But just the fact that, you know, I mean, that could that be Jerry West's greatest accomplishment?
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, Donald Sterling was still the owner.
Yes.
I mean, Kobe would have been playing for the worst owner in the NBA.
History.
In all of sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, good. That's a good story.
I mean, it was just it was fascinating to think about, and then I was reading up a little bit on it more, you know, just people writing pieces about it, and I was like, God, this is extremely, it's like a turning point in the NBA.
Yeah, right.
I mean, had he decided, like, you know, I'm just going to go chase the money, and I'm going to sign with the Clippers, I can't even imagine where the Clippers might have been, what that would have done to Kobe's career.
Sure. And if you have a guy that you really, really respect, like a titan in whatever industry you're in, and they give you, you know, career and life job advice, you may not take it, but you definitely think about it, right? And I wonder how much, how dedicated Kobe was to the decision and how much he went, wait a minute, hold on, switch it around. Maybe he was 30% going and Jerry West made it zero. Or maybe he was 70% going and Jerry West made it zero.
Well, apparently there was a deal in place.
Yeah, so, like he was pretty committed.
A handshake.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jerry West, who, you know, obviously, you know, was the one who drafted him to the Lakers or made the trade to acquire him from the Hornets. Also spoke about how he was a father figure to him because for the first 2 years, I mean, when Kobe first came to L.A., he was 17.
Yeah, that's right.
He said he didn't have a car, so Jerry's son used to drive him to and from practices. And I think he stayed with Jerry for a while.
Was West still a Laker executive at the time he was doing that, or was he just he was out?
He was out at that time.
Yeah, at the time and just still
so
said,
no
listen,
tampering.
Man. No tampering, right? But still, that's a great story. That is a good.
I thought it was fun. I, you know, just wanted to highlight that one. The rest, it's worth a watch.
It totally is.
The NBA TNT, just to hear all the different stories about Kobe's competitiveness. Another one I was showing my son yesterday was when Derek Fisher and Dwayne Wade were talking about Kobe's competitiveness.
Right.
And how there was a game in Miami, and Dwayne Wade kept hitting Kobe's elbow. And the ref wasn't calling it, and it disrupted Kobe, and the Lakers ended up losing. Kobe, I guess, was so mad that he grabbed one of the trainers after the game and went down to the court in Miami and started and just had the trainer just said, keep hitting me on my forearm. I'm going to make this basket. I'm going to figure out how to make it. And I guess he was there till like 2, 3 in the morning.
Wow.
And Dwayne Wade saw it, he and somebody else, they were already dressed, ready to go out for the night. They grabbed somebody else. You know, Kobe can't do this on our court. So they went and they started practicing and then bailed, and Kobe was still out there doing it until he's like, you know what? That might happen to me again. I'm going to make sure it never happens to me again.
What? How amazing. By the way, real quick, Peter King told a story on PTI how Kobe met the Chargers when they moved to Los Angeles, and somebody asked him what his favorite book was, and he said Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And he's talked about, he basically used the theme of that book to say, hey guys, you're in the NFL now and it's great. You know what? You have a choice. You can, you know, play out your career, play your 2 or 3 years, 3 or 4 years, however long you get your pension and call it a life. Or you can be, you can now take this step of being among the elite of the best and now pursue to be the best. You know, now that you have this opportunity to be, you know, and then Peter King said almost half the team bought Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
That's crazy.
Right after Kobe brought that up and used the theme of that book to you know, to just feel that. So, man, it's the stories that are coming out are just really amazing.
Yeah,
just really
amazing. It's always a shame, though, that we start to hear these stories
afterward.
The fact.
You're right. You're so right.
It's always the bummer.
Right. All right, the bad of the day.
The bad of the day is PETA. Might be responsible for Skynet.
PETA now is responsible for Skynet. We've got a lot of Skynet culprits here.
I always, you know, because one day it's coming. And I'm always trying to figure out where who started it. So PETA, I'm saying PETA might do it because they wrote to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
What'd they do?
And you know, just so everyone knows, if you don't know, Punxsutawney Phil is the groundhog that sees a shadow.
That's right.
Huge celebration. If you haven't checked out the movie, check out the movie. It's worth a watch. But Punxsutawney, they wrote to Punxsutawney suggesting they use a robotic groundhog. See? Skynet. See how I made the connection?
So why would PETA... Punxsutawney Phil doesn't get hurt in this process.
No, in fact,
it's not like they go, well, we actually have the groundhog. We name him Punxsutawney Phil, but there's a different groundhog every year because we eat the groundhog after he either doesn't or sees his shadow.
Right.
Then we put another groundhog in there, and we just call him Punxsutawney Phil. Then he comes out, sees his shadow. Then we grab him, and we eat him, and we have a town feast.
You never had anything till you had groundhog stew.
That's right. I mean, it's not like we're doing that.
No.
I think Punxsutawney Phil is like a celebrated animal.
Dude, that's got to be the fattest groundhog on the planet. Are you kidding me? He doesn't have to worry about predators. He's just sitting. He probably has a huge, I'm not even going to call it a cage. Just a huge house.
I keep forgetting this. I ask this every Groundhog's Day. If he sees his shadow six more weeks of winter?
Yeah, I think if he sees his shadow six more weeks of winter, he doesn't see his shadow.
Spring's coming?
How in God's name
did that get started?
Who knows?
What kind of voodoo witchcraft was that back in the day to determine whether or not you were going to get crops in the start planting crops in the spring? Like, when did we go down that road of using a groundhog in its shadow to determine weather? How great is that? That's on a Super Bowl Sunday, isn't it? Isn't it the 2nd of February?
Yep.
Yeah. We'll have a little Punxsutawney Phil action and then Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, I can't handle the excitement. Gosh, I should have gone to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania one time in my life. I should see it.
Oh, it's still a bucket list.
It's got to be, right? Because I remember Groundhog Day, the movie, and I remember, like, that looks like a fun early morning festivity.
Looks like a great time.
Yeah.
And I bet you it's an all-day event.
The polka music? Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. You got to stay in that bed and breakfast.
That's right. You got to.
You got to stay in that bed and breakfast and have your alarm clock radio.
It's cold outside.
Where it flips over.
Right.
But PETA is advising Punxsutawney to use a robot instead of a live groundhog.
Okay, well, a robot can't technically see its shadow unless it's got AI, and if it's got AI, it might as well just kill us instead of worrying about whether it can see its shadow or not.
Yep.
See, I'm worried about a robot groundhog that comes out. Do you see your shadow or not? No. Why? The humans. Well, get rid of the humans. Okay, there we go. Well, now we've got Skynet.
Yep.
Right? I mean,
it's that simple, kids.
It's that simple. It's that easy. Program the AI to see its shadow. If it can't see its shadow, it's going to determine why.
If it came out and, you know, there's a building blocking the sun, it'll determine, well, that's man-made.
That's right.
That's human-made.
And that's got to go.
If humans did not make that, it's destroying, it's ruining my view of the sun. It's got to go.
That's right. It's got to go. And the people who built it, they also have to go. And that's how we get this.
They'll just build another one.
That's right. That's right. So true. Thank you, PETA. Thank you for that. I was having a good day until you brought, you know, the robotic groundhog into my life. Thank you, PETA.
You know, PETA, Skynet, they kind of sound similar.
It's very similar. Very similar. All right, the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day is Popeye's chicken.
What are they doing now?
All right, well, you know, they had that sandwich that was all the rage.
That's right.
You remember that?
Love the sandwich.
You remember that thing? I bet you can go find one now.
Yeah, sure.
Right? But, you know, I think they've been upset because they're not in the limelight anymore. So they released their own clothing line. And basically the clothing line is you can look like a Popeye's chicken employee.
So you can dress up as an employee. Because they think the sandwich is so popular, people want to dress up as people who make that sandwich?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very a good business plan. I, you know, when I was a kid, I liked Big Macs. I never wanted to dress up in the brown McDonald's uniform. I just kept eating Big Macs.
I mean, I'm looking at some of the photos here. You got the Popeye's uniform hooded jacket, Popeye's uniform crew neck t-shirt, the short sleeve polo, and a half zip up. So you too can just go online to their website and buy Popeye's chicken gear so you can look like a Popeye's employee.
Well, why would you want to do that when people are just going to come up to you and go, hey man, can I have a chicken sandwich? And you're like, I don't even know how they make it. I'm just such a fan of the sandwiches. I thought I'd look like somebody who did.
Yep. You're out of the park with your family, and then somebody comes up to you and says, hey, man, can I get a discount?
Yeah. Hey, man, can I?
Worse you're just yet, like, oh. What if you just happen to walk into a Popeye's chicken wearing a Popeye's polo? Somebody's going to come up to you and it's like, yeah, I haven't got my order yet. And
that's
they're
right.
They're going to start hounding you for the order.
No. Yeah, you don't need that.
There's just
that
this, is. I don't. There's a lot of wrong things that can happen. Just, you know, just keep the uniform. I never knew of a company that you can buy a uniform.
Listen, I don't either.
Quick story. There is a fast food restaurant. It's called Culver's.
Got it.
Right. Now,
right. I've been to, they got great burgers.
They got great burgers. And obviously, I went to one. I was like, you know what? For me, it makes sense to buy something.
Of course.
But I couldn't find anything. I could buy like a soccer ball that said Culver, but I was like, you know what? I want a soccer ball. I want a hat that says Culver's on it. They didn't have any available. And we was like, well, what about the one on your head? I want one of those. And you know, they were like, well, no, these are for employees only. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. And my buddy who was with me, he went there and says, listen, man, you know, that guy's last name is Culver. We got to get him one of these hats. I mean, it was just a visor. And, you know, he talked to the manager. The manager's like, all right, you know, we got some in the back. So I was able to get a visor
cool. That
said Culver's. But that made sense for me. I would never go out. I would never go out because my name's not McDonald. Go out and get a McDonald's hat.
Yeah, no doubt. I would not either. I wouldn't want to dress up as an employee. If you want to give me maybe a shirt that says it, but that's it. But I'm not going to look like an employee. Right. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
If Popeye is around and he wants to buy something that says, you know, get some Popeye swag, makes all the sense in the world.
That's exactly right. All right, speaking of overeating, you're going to do it this weekend. And by the way, we found that there was like a map of the United States that said all the cool place, what the best Super Bowl snack was for each state.
Oh, yeah.
Did you, what is it, what is the Texas snack?
The Texas was chili.
Chili, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
No, which made sense to me.
Is there any place where pizza rolls is a thing?
No, but I don't know if this is big in Tennessee, but the big one in Tennessee is jalapeno poppers.
I was hoping there would be some sort of barbecue slider or something.
Mississippi needs help.
What do they have?
Green beans and beef broth.
Okay. Okay. Maybe that's a good Super Bowl snack, I guess. How about
the worst was Wyoming, though.
What do they have?
Ground beef.
That's it?
That's it.
Just ground beef? Ground beef with cheese?
That's not an entree.
No, you're not eating ground beef in a bowl. You don't just scoop ground beef and just eat it. You put it with cheese or you put it with salsa. You put it with something else.
Put sauce on it.
Exactly.
Get some hamburger helper for the love of Pete.
Never, you know, it's crazy. But when you do overeat and you're going to get some stomach ache, you got to use Nauzene. It's available in the digestive section of most leading retailers. Look, it's non-drowsy, no aspirin, no caffeine, no antihistamines. It's got no chalky medicinal flavor either. You get it in wild cherry. How great is that? Upstead stomach nausea remedy, quick dissolving chewable tablets. And again, just take two or four of these, especially this weekend when you know you're going to have a lot of good stuff and you may not feel all that comfortable after you do so. So Nauzene's 4-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging. Again, available in the digestive section of most leading retailers, it's Nauzene.
Who needs Nauzene the most?
Who?
Looking at these states? Alaska.
Now, what do they have?
Alaska, you need to go out and buy cases of this because this has upset stomach written all over it. Dill pickle with beef dip.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it sounds tasty.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to you, but you definitely need to choke down some nuts.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I think you do. Hey, is Hawaii, do they have any, is it any spam-oriented product?
Well, maybe. It just says nachos.
Nachos? Maybe spam nachos.
Yeah, you could probably throw some spam in there.
That's right. I got a can of spam from a race that I went to in early 90s. A NASCAR race, because I think it was Lake Speed was the driver for the spam car, and they gave him away spam. I never took it out of the can. It's still sitting on like my collectibles desk, and I think if I opened it up, it would still be good. Right? It's canned meat.
You should.
It should be.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how well you know your neighbors to the north.
That would be Kentucky.
Kentucky. Yeah, their big go-to is fondue.
I like fondue.
Is that really a Kentucky thing?
I don't know. No. I've never heard it. Fondue. I mean, like, take a piece of meat and put it in oil fondue or chocolate fondue? I don't. Either one. Either one's good. All right. It's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's SB Nation AM.